The Gemara is now of Rabbonin. The Rabbonin. Shnas chamishim ato moina, v'ato moina shnas chamishim v'yachas. So drashiv Rabbonin. To loyalfi mi the kadashtem to tiskadish mitchilosa. The Rabbonin does learn out from this posik alochem kedushas yovel. According to him, you don't have to make any miyut. The end, there's no Tosfos Kedusha. Because we're not talking about Kedusha from this Pasuk. So what do they do? Darshi Lehochi. What did the Pasuk say? Shinasa Chamish in the 50th year for? Now, there's no Chiddush that the 51st year doesn't have Kedusha. Pshita not. So what's the Chiddush the 50th year? So Darshi is like this. Shinasa Chamish Matamoina. Via Tamoina Shinasa Yoivil. Shinas Chamishim Lesoif Yoivil Shavar. The Achas Leminion Yoivil Habo. Whereas the question is, when does the next cycle of Shemitah start? So Rabbanan say, Dashna Tistigmar says, Shnasa Chamishim Atamoina, V'yatamoina Shnas Chamishim V'yachas. You don't include the 51st year. In other words, Yovel is the 50th year. The 51st year, that starts the next cycle, that's the first year for the next Shemitah. And this is La'afukim of Rabbi Yehuda. To tell us not like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Yom Rabbi Yehuda says like this. You should know, Shnas Chamishim, the 50th year, if you counted 7 Shemitahs, if the 49 years, this 50th year is a Modna year. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Oile Lakan Olakan. It goes for both cycles. In other words, when you finished 49 years, you finished 7 Shemitahs, the 50th year is the first year of the next cycle. It's number 1 for the next 7 years. But it's also number 50th, al 50 to be a din yovel. So yovel has 2 dinim to it. It's called the 50th year, a new din yovel. That last year, the 49th year, was Shemitah, you can't plow, you can't plant. The same thing, the 50th year also, you can't plant, you can't plow. But you should know the 50th year is also the first year of the next cycle. Therefore, all you have to have is another 6 years, and then you have Shemitah. Kamashmala, no. Kamashla, not like that. That we hold, no. The 50th year, that's Yovel by itself. Shinasa Chamishim Atamoina. And the 51st year, that's the first year of the next cycle. Now, Kamashla and Deloitte, we don't say that Svara. Now, Udeloitte Sifin Mechola Lakadish Munolam. The Mer said before, it's a Svara that there are times that you have to be Mosif Kedusha on Tachoyel. It's still Friday. You have to make it Shabbos. How do we know this? The Tanya will learn like this. The pasuk says, "Ba'chorish u'ba'kotze tishmos." The pasuk is talking about Shabbos. Don't do malacha on Shabbos. And then it says you should rest. Don't make a harisha. Don't plow and don't cut down. So Rashi says, and the Mar says, "You have the kiva." And kiva says like this: "Ein etzarach loim le'chorish v'kotzir shel shvi'ah." It doesn't have to tell you that you can't cut down or plow on Shvi'as itself, on Shemitah. Sharek ven kvan emma, the Torah said already one time, Sizra. It already said you can't cut down your field, you can't plow. So what's the chiddush of this pasuk? Ba'achorish u'ba'kotze tishpois, rest. Don't plow, don't cut down. So he dashens that at the chiddush b'geit ilcha Shemitah, that like this, Ela chorish shel erer Shvi'as. There's a time of Tosfos Kedusha. Then it's a harish, you can't even plow on the 6th year, on Erev Shvi'as. Ha'nichnas l'Shvi'as. In other words, right before Shemitah, if you want to plow your fields in order to make the trees grow better, and they'll grow better on Shemitah, you're not allowed to plow. On the 6th year, there's a mitzvah Tosfos Shvi'as. That not only can't you plow the fields on Shemitah itself, but even in the 6th year, if your last 30 days, if you're plowing now in order to make the trees grow better on Shemitah, that's awesome. Uktir, what's that cutting off talking about? Uktir shall shvi'is ha'yotzel ha'metzoy shvi'is. If you have crop that was grown on shvi'is, and you're first cutting it off after shvi'is, it still has kedusha. There's a kedusha taste for shvi'is. Even after Shemitah, still has a kedusha. So learn now from this pasuk by Chorish v'Bakotzir, there's a Tosfos Kedusha by Shemitah. So Rashi says like this: Ein tzorach loyme Chorish v'Kotzir shel Shvi'as. So Rashi, the Alkorcha for sure, Afagav deresha the Kruah b'Shabbos Koyi. Even though the beginning of this pasuk is talking about Hilchas Shabbos, the pasuk says Sheishes Yomim Tavoid uva Shvi'as don't. or the Sefer, but the end of the pasuk that says Vachorish or Vakotze Tishbois Ashvius Koi is not talking about Hilchos Shabbos, but talking about Hilchos Shmita. How do you know that? Diya Shabbos, as if it's talking about Shabbos, Vosepis Chorish Vakotze Rudi Yosir Shal Malachas Mishari. Why did the Torah only say Charish or Ktsira? What happened to Lamates Malachas on Shabbos? All the Lamates Malachas are also. Why did the Torah only say rest from Charish and Ktsira? Elamai, the end of the post is talking about Shmita. On Shmita, the only thing that's sasser is you're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to plow. Abizoy, the end of kasher is we know it from other psukim. You're not allowed to make harisha. You can't plow your fields on Shmita. So what do I need a second pasuk for? So now the chiddush is Rashi says chorish al ereshvius shalayech roisa the ilan. If you have an orchard with trees, ereshvius chorish shiyel ereshvius. You're not allowed to plow around the trees on the sixth year if you're plowing now for the purpose that it should grow better on Shemitah. It's even Taisvah Shriyas, you're not allowed to do on sixth year. Oh, Kitzir, there's then Taisvah at the end that Kagoin, Tfua Sheviya Shlish Beshriyas. Ya Tfua wheat that grew one third ripe already during the seventh year. And then it goes into the eighth year. Atenoyigvo Minig Shriyas Beshminis. Even in the eighth year it grows more. You should know still it has Kedusha. You're not allowed to plow it. You have to eat it. But it's Kedusha. You can't throw it away. You have to eat the whole thing. It has Kedusha Shemitah on it. So we learn from this passage, there's an inyan of Tosfos Kedusha. So tomorrow, that's the way of Akiva Dashans. Rabbi Yishmael learned a different Joshua. Rabbi Yishmael says like this. Ma Chorish Rishus. Just like Charisha, there's never a mitzvah to make a Charisha. A Charisha plowing the field is always a Rishus. If you want to do it, don't want to do it, don't do it. Like in the middle of the weekday, there's never a mitzvah to do Charisha. Is Av Kitzir Rishus. The same thing Kitzir. And as he holds the pasuk talking about Shabbos. No. It's saying you can't make a Charisha, you can't make a Kitzir on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do these two things on Shabbos. So the question is, Chita, you can't do Lamates Malachis. What's the Chiddush here? Yes, you're learning out one from the other. That just like Charisha, there's never a mitzvah involved. That's why the Torah says you can't do it on Shabbos. The same thing Kitzir. When the Torah says you can't cut off wheat on Shabbos, it means a ksira shel rishus. If you're doing it for your own sake, that's what's awesome. But the chiddush is, yotza ksir haimer. In the case that you want to cut down the wheat, l'shem, to make a mitzvah, or cut down the barley, in order to make the minchas haimer out of it, to make the carbon haimer, is shul mitzvah. Because the shtel lechem is made out of wheat, yeah. Yotza ksir haimer. The haimer is made out of wheat. You make the oimer, cut down the wheat for the oimer, shu mitzvah, that there it's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to cut it down, the shame mitzvah soimer. That what you even allowed to do it on Shabbos also. That's the Chiddush. Rashi. Yabbi Shumel and Machers Vashus. Pulaydibra akos velulin in Shabbos. So Paul is talking about Shabbos. Kedechsid bay of yer mashvi tishbois. Bachor shabakos a tishbois. So what's the Chiddush then? Bolo lametcho to teach us machorish, just like by plowing. Ein l'cho harisha shom mitzvah. There's never a case that you have to do a harisha of a mitzvah involved. The afilu lizroi, even to plant. The tzarachim, even you're planting now for the omer, there's no mitzvah. Ushtei alechem for ushtei alechem ida. Shrei yemotze chorish ein l'chorish. If you found already something plowed already and growing, you're allowed to cut it down for these things. There's no mitzvah to do with l'shmo. V'anies l'cho b'shabbos. Such a harisha you can't do on Shabbos. If so, af ketzir, that when the Torah says you can't cut something down on Shabbos, it's the same thing. Shani ois l'cho b'shal rishus ani ois l'cho. I'm only saying you can't cut down wheat on Shabbos if it's for your own sake. Of the yotze ktsir roim eshu mitzvah. So Rashi, shafilo motze kotzer. Even if you have wheat already that you cut down already, you should know you can't use it for the omer. Because there's a mitzvah liktzer. There's a din you have to cut down the wheat l'shem mitzvah somer. So therefore, yesh l'cho l'umoyd mikan shadoich et Shabbos. Then if it came out that you have to shruis, for the omer, when you want to bring the korban omer, it comes out on Shabbos today, you're allowed to cut down the wheat today to make the korban omer. Ksir is mutter on Shabbos l'tzorech mitzvah of the korban omer. So that's the chiddush of this pasuk. So that the Gemara is so, Rabbi Shmuel lebezoi, moisifin mechol al kodesh minolan. How does he know this Yisoydan of Tosfos Kedusha, that you add Kedusha to Shviyas at the end? How does he know such a mitzvah? We learned out of Kibler now from this Pasuk Bachorish Shabbakotzir that there's a mitzvah Tosfos Shviyas. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Pasuk is talking about Shabbos. How do we know Bechlau there's such a mitzvah of Tosfos Shviyas? How do we know Yisoydan of Tosfos any place? To add on Kedusha on to Choyl.
So Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel Nafkalon Midatani. Learns that from a different halacha. But the Tani learned in a brayse like this. The pasuk says, "By Yom Kippur, v'yanisem es nafsha seichem b'tisha." He's supposed to fast on the ninth day. The ninth day of Tishrei is v'yanisem. He's supposed to fast. For the Gemara, Yochol b'tisha, maybe it really means to fast on the ninth day. Talmud loy meberef. The pasuk says no at night time. It means the ninth day by night. It means no, on our Yom Kippur you start fasting. If it means at night time, Yochol mishetechshach. Maybe you only have to start fasting only nighttime mamish. You have to seske chovim. That's when you have to start fasting on Yom Kippur. Talmud loy mabitshi. No, the pasuk says the ninth day. Haketzes or tastira. One place it says the ninth mashma by day. Then it says derev mashma at night. How do you have both? The teretz is maschil or misanim by joim. Melamech or moisifin mechol al kodesh. There's a mitzvah toisvus Yom Kippurim. That true, the Ikka Yom Kippur, the Ikka Tain starts at night, but there's a mitzvah essay of Taisvus Yom Kippur to start fasting by Joim. Before Shkia, you're supposed to start fasting already. How's the mitzvah Taisvus Yom Kippur? So you learn it out from this pasuk, that's what's called B'chi. On the ninth day, also you're supposed to fast, means a little bit last minute. The last 2 minutes of the ninth day, you're also supposed to fast, but there is Taisvus Kedusha, Taisvus Yom Kippur. So Moses says, I only know this at the beginning of Yom Kippur, that you have to start fasting before Shkia. How do you know you have to fast a little bit after Moitzoy Yom Kippur, even into the night? Talmud Loim, the Pasuk says, Me'erev Aderev, from night until night. So what's the Chiddush Me'erev Aderev? Means from this night until the next night, even into the next night also. Means even to the night of Moitzoy Yom Kippur, also you have to fast a little bit. Shashi Aderev, Lailahu V'yad Bechlal. Until the next night, and a little bit of that night also. So a little bit of Moitzoy Yom Kippur also you have to fast. You have to go after Tzitzit Kechov. So Moshe says, now, Ein Liyelo Yom Kippur. Maybe only Yom Kippur has this mitzvah sasei of a Tzitzit Yom Kippur. Shabbos is Minayin. How do we know even on Shabbos also, you should be Mekabel Shabbos before Shkia, make a Tzitzit Shabbos? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Tishbesu. Tishbesu goes even on Shabbos. Shabbos also has this mitzvah. It says about Yom Kippur, but it means to include Shabbos also as the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos. Abizor Yom Tov Minayin. How do we know a regular Yom Tov also Pesach Sukkis? There's a mitzvah of Tosfos Yom Tov to mekabel it a little bit earlier. On this Talmud Loma, the pasuk says Shabbatchem. So Shabbatchem means even a Yom Tov also. Hoketzet. What does it come out then? That Kol Mokom Shiyesh Bo Shmus. Anytime there's a mitzvah of a Yom Tov for Shabbos to rest. When midiraisi, you have to rest, don't do malacha that day. You should know, moisifin mechol al kodesh. There's a mitzvah essay, to add a little bit to that day. To start the day a little bit earlier, and let it go a little bit later also. That's the way Rabbi Shmuel dachs in this pasuk. For the Gemara of Rabbi Kiva, hayav yanisim es nafsho seichem betisho mayovle. As Rabbi Kiva learns out Tosfos from the locha of Chorish Rekotir from Shemitah. He learns that there's Ninyah of Tosfos Kedusha by Shemitah. And Mistama from there learns out to other places also that there's a mitzvah Tosfos already. So if so, why is it in the Pasuk by Yom Kippur again to say Tosfos? We don't need it. Mashmi, you learn now Tosfos from Shemitah. Torah says in one place, Shemitah has a Kedusha, has a mitzvah Tosfos Shviyas, who are then Tosfos Shabbos also has it. The Torah speaks to that. The Rabbi Kiva have the Yalef Kulu Mishvias. Rabbi Kiva learns out from Shvias everything has a Taisvis. Shabbos for Yom Tov Yom Kippurim. The Kulu Mod the Taisvis Yom Kippur the Raisik. The Minah Perek Show. That everybody holds. So Rabbi Kiva the Gemara is never gone learns out this far from Shemitah. So I have a Pasuk by Shemitah the seventh year. You have to add a little bit and a little up. Keep it later also. So if so, what does it need a Pasuk? What is the Pasuk saying by Yom Kippur to fast the ninth day? To say Tosfos Yom Kippur, he doesn't need the pasuk. So Gemara says like this: we have the famous drasha. We have the key of a high v'anisim as nachaseichem betisha mayovidlei. What does he do with the word batisha? Mi boiler lekratan lekratoni chia barav midifta. Detoni chia barav midifta. He learned like this: the pasuk says v'anisim as nachaseichem betisha. You're supposed to fast on the ninth day, ninth of Tishrei. You have to fast. For the Gemara, is that true? We know Yom Kippur is the 10th day. The Tisha, Asiri B'Tishrei, is Yom Kippur, the day of fasting. So what is the Pasuk saying, B'Tisha, on the 9th day? Elolaymulach, the pasuk comes to teach us like this, that you should know, kolo oichel v'shoisa v'chi, whoever eats is mekayim the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, and you eat and drink on Erev Yom Kippur, ma lola b'kosev, the pasuk considers it, kilo as if, hisano chi v'asiri, as if you fasted even